This is SNW Spotlight, brought to you by LSI. It's Wednesday, April 9th. I'm Paul Landcor with PodTech.net. We're here in Orlando, Florida, covering storage and networking world from start to finish. Subscribe at snwspotlight.com or text the word SPARK to 72648. Storage networking world is a time for industry leaders to get together to exchange information, and it's the place that companies bring new and improved technologies to specific areas of the market.
So one of the things that the high-performance storage market has differentiated from the classic enterprise space is it tends to be extremely bandwidth-centric.
That's Raj Das, Vice President of Storage for SGI. He says the activities in the high-performance computing market are always pushing for more from the storage system.
Modeling, for example, of next-generation aircraft, or what we find is, from a compute standpoint, there are a large number of clusters that feed a lot of data in and out based upon processing of seismological data, satellite telemetry.
And this is the driving force behind the announcement from SGI this week at Storage Networking World.
Infinite Storage 4600, which is based upon technology from a very strong partner of ours, LSI Corporation. It's almost a 3x improvement with respect to the bandwidth. Prior generation was just around 2 gigabytes a second. This one has tripled to 6 gigabytes a second.
And that increase is designed to meet the increasingly voracious need for bandwidth in the high-performance computing space. Another aspect of storage networking world is the track called the greening of IT. Those little green leaves on the schedule denoting sessions dealing with environmental concerns. As green issues become more prevalent in the storage industry, IT needs to separate the hype from the real solutions. Catherine Girardot reports.
Greg Schultz is a founder and senior analyst at IT analysis firm The Storage IO Group. I asked him what he meant by the green gap.
The green gap is about the disconnect between the messaging that's taking place and where customer core issues are. Messaging around offsetting carbon emissions versus customers' core issues of power, cooling, floor space, and environmental health and safety, EH&S. So one of the challenges is get the IT data center personnel more aware of what the different themes of green are, what the different faces of green are, and to make that linkage between where the different pain points and issues are and what the different options are.
Schultz described how IT managers are solving the green issues he raised.
With the immediate crunch of working within a reduced power footprint or physical floor space footprint or cooling footprint, the first reaction is consolidate, conserve, avoid. But to move forward, to maintain economic sustainment, to sustain the business, to sustain IT growth, we need to become more efficient, both with the technologies, how we use those technologies, but also how they work. So that's the other approach, is we're going to take a look at what are some ways of becoming energy efficient.
Schultz claims there isn't enough buzz around one aspect of green he thinks is important.
Are the products actually safe for your environment? Do they contain hazardous substances? Do they contain lead, bromine, chlorine, PVC, and other toxic chemicals that are hazardous to your environment?
If the growing focus on green issues over the past three SNW conferences is any indication, it looks like the energy-efficient data center could become, instead of a major accomplishment, the new norm in the IT industry. For SNW Spotlight in Orlando, I'm Catherine Girardot.
That does it for this edition of SNW Spotlight. In our next podcast, we hear from Tom Hammond-Dole, Vice Chairman of FCIA, about 8-gig fiber channel and fiber channel over Ethernet. And we'll get an update on the state of solid-state storage in the enterprise. Go to SNW Spotlight to subscribe to our programs and get valuable information about the conference. Text SPARK to 72648 to get updates on your mobile device. I'm Paul Landcor from PodTech.net. Thanks for listening.